Welcome to the Awaken the Awesome podcast with your host, Olivier D. This is Awaken the Awesome, a podcast bringing a down-to-earth approach to personal growth. On this show, we're helping individuals just like you learn about tapping into their incredible potential through insightful interviews and inspiring lessons. Our mission is to encourage you to always keep pushing towards achieving your dreams and to stay awesome along the way.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter. I wanted to wish, I hope everybody had a great Easter weekend. For ourselves, it's been, was really busy. It was really busy. Easter weekend. So over here in Montreal, we, my wife and I had one out of 2 days. So we got Friday off, and we worked today, Monday, because as of this recording, we are actually Monday, April 1st, and so we were working today. But Friday, ever since Thursday evening, my wife and I have been going all over the place. Running and gunning. So Thursday night, went out with the kids, did a little family outing. And then on Friday we had a day off. So Friday, what did we do? Ran a lot of errands. And then in the afternoon, we went to actually, just sit down because it was my mother-in-law's birthday. That was a lot of fun. So it's always fun to actually, because my wife is very close to her family. So when these events happen, bless the Lord, we actually have the time to actually spend some time together and actually enjoy some time. So we spent a really good time, drinks and fun and kids and, just dining and just like being doing what Haitians do, which is party hard. So the night ended up really, really late. And coming back towards Saturday morning, it was actually end of soccer season for my son. Because he was doing the winter season, and what they basically, the soccer club basically ended the season with a lot of festivities, and they brought up a mascot. Their mascot is actually Sonic the Hedgehog, so that was a lot of fun. And afterwards, again, more errands, had to go do my hair, so that's why you guys see me being so fresh and so clean. I posted it on Instagram earlier this week, so shout out to Gary at Le Coin Barbier. Again, not a sponsored ad, but just giving you guys a little bit of what's happened in the past week. The movie was really true, in Barbershop, the Ice Cube movie, when it said, you have no idea, the refreshing feeling it goes when you come out of the barbershop with something as simple as a haircut. So there, you can't neglect that. And I was really overdue, man. Because I hadn't been in over 3 weeks, and life gets busy, so you never realize how bad you need a haircut and go actually just sit in a chair for like 30 minutes and just clean up. So it was really necessary. My wife enjoyed it because the second I came out, she was like, okay, I see you. I see why I married you. It's like, that's not the only thing you married me, but When your lady actually gives you that compliment, gentlemen, just appreciate it and say, thank you, dear. I really appreciated that one. So afterwards, Saturday, what else would we do? We went to the movies because we are a very movie-oriented family. We like to go to the movies a lot. Where basically I put that in, and my wife and I, ever since we started dating, that's something that always brought us together. And just going, take 2 hours and go sit down in movie theater and just have fun. So we actually put that in as a family. So every so often, maybe every other week or two, we like to go as a family. So I was really dying to actually see the latest Godzilla and Kong movie, the second one, Godzilla X Kong, Godzilla Kong, the new Empire, whatever it's called, the new one. As you know, I'm a big fan of monster movies. I like disaster movies. I like monster movies because I'm at that age where, good, clean, wholesome, ridiculous fun is never wasted on me. Certain things I don't get into, but, sometimes I don't want drama. Sometimes I don't want complication. I don't want idiocy. Sometimes I just want to just go to the movies. I don't want a political statement. I don't want people just bashing down my head with the next social issue. I just want to go see a big monkey fight a big lizard and just tear shit up. That's fun to me. So that's what we did. Was it the best movie ever in terms of script? Absolutely not. Again, big monkey fights big lizard. I am not going to see an Oscar-worthy movie. I'm going to see explosions. Give me disaster. Give me mayhem. Give me big monkey fights big lizard. If that is worked out, And that is definitely what I got, because I'm also a big fan of IMAX movies. So anytime IMAX is actually up to par with the movie, I was like a kid in a candy store. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So if you guys are like me and you just want to see Big Monkey fight Big Lizard, definitely go see it in IMAX, preferably if you have it. I guess not every area has one, but if you do have the opportunity to go see it in IMAX, might as well, is definitely worth it, because the visuals were extraordinary. The action was phenomenal. I'm not going to spoil it for you because it's actually rather recent. So I just want to, you know, keep my comments to myself. But in terms as a whole, as a spectacle for what it's supposed to be, a dumb movie about Big Monkey fighting Big Lizard, it is not worth your time. But don't leave the logic at the door. Leave your brain at the door. You're not going to see an Oscar-worthy nomination thing, okay? That's not what you're going for. So grab your popcorn, grab a loved one, go spend 3 hours, watch a big monkey fight a big lizard. Okay, that's the last time I'm going to say it. So aside from that, a little bit of Saturn news that I also got coming back from Haiti. Anybody who's aware of the latest ongoings with the political terminal going on in Haiti, I always like to highlight what's going on back home, not to be political or anything, but it is my responsibility as with the privilege that God has given me to actually be here in the safety of my home and be able to bring you guys these conversations. I also understand that I have a duty to actually, you know, paint a better picture of Haiti and what my country is going through. So as you guys know, my parents are still over there, and there's a lot of instability. There's a lot of insecurity. There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of turmoil. There are a lot of kidnappings. And unfortunately, a very dear childhood friend unfortunately lost his life through some circumstances I don't need to get into. But unfortunately, unfortunately he lost his life. I don't know the exact circumstances. That's why I said I'm not going to get into it. But let's just say I'm not going to say it. It is not my business. It is not my point. It is not my responsibility. I have to respect the family's intimacy, so I will not get into it. I'm just saying that it was unfair. It was unfair, and the country needs to shape up, and it's unfortunate that we have to hear news like this, and one more life has to be needlessly lost. That's all I have to say. So it really came at a very, 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 very difficult time. I was having a really bad day that day. So when I started my day and I got WhatsApp from people over there, who let me know that he passed away, I'm just like, okay, like, wow, what else is going on? So it's really sad when you realize that life is a gift. Every day is a gift. Every day is an opportunity to realize that, okay, I don't want to get all philosophical about it, but you need to understand that you are not so special that you should not neglect the fact that you woke up for a reason and you're going to sleep for a reason. You might not wake up tomorrow. And the next time you see someone might be the last time. So be aware of the time that is spent. Be aware of the time that you have. Be aware of the time that is given, because you might not get it back. I pray for his family. I pray for his parents, because we're not that, we don't have that much of a big age difference. So it's rather sad to have to realize the fact that the last time I went to Haiti last year, as I told you guys, it was basically very under the radar. I went to Haiti last year to see my father. And, as I was there, basically, I saw my friend, and it was so cool to actually share a beer, share some laughs, and just to know that that was the last time, it really brings things to a severe, severe situation where you realize that nothing is given. Everything, you don't know why. And life is really short. Life is really short, and you can't take that for granted. You cannot take that for granted, guys. So if I can tell you one thing from this unfortunate circumstance, is tell the people that you love them, and understand that no matter what BS going on in life, there are bigger things. There are bigger things that are beyond you that you don't understand. So cherish every moment and even the difficult ones, because I found this in prayer, also during one of my prayer calls. One thing that I came out in my prayer was the fact that you should be grateful for everything that you have. Be grateful for all the gifts, also those that you don't have. What I mean by that is that you don't know what the universe and God has shielded you from. That's what I got. And for me, it was really important to, you know, accept that, as unfair as I feel, as hurt as I'm sure that his family is right now. You have to keep praying. You have to keep hoping. And I know it sounds very woo-woo, but I'm sitting here in a state of confusion and pain and hurt for my country, for my people, for my family, that I don't know where the situation is going to go. I'm wanting to bring a, you know, kind of a political analyst slash specialist slash, you know, expert. I'm trying to connect with someone in that regard, but I don't just want to, bring a talking head. I don't just want to bring an activist. I want to bring someone who knows what they're talking about. So that would be something that I would explore. You guys let me know if that's something you would like to explore. Someone actually, like, you know, give us the broad strokes and, again, a deep dive into what's going on in Haiti, because it's not that simple. I have identified a few people. I have reached out, but I haven't gotten they haven't gotten back to me yet, but that's going to take some time. But it's something that's near and dear to my heart, because a lot of the complexity of the situation often goes overlooked. So that's that. Aside from that, by the grace of God, I'm good. The kids are good. My daughter's still growing. My son, like I said, he just finished his soccer season. We're really proud of him. The wife and I are doing great. There's a lot of intention in our couple this year to actually just be a little bit more proactive with our couple. 2023 was really heavy in that regard, that we neglected the couple. You know, you try to be good parents. You try to be a good brother, sister, whatever, present. You take care of everything else, but in terms of being present, intentional with each other, you know, just to be friends, just to be lovers, just to be, you know, just to be dating, you know, yeah, you can date your wife, you can date your spouse. And we neglected that really openly. I'm very transparent with you guys. So it was something that we both decided that we wanted to do. And we're very proactively doing that throughout 2024. So every so often we have a date. Every so often, like, you know, we stay up and we joke. And every so often we just watch a movie and then we go out. And then we just tell the kids, like, you know what, go to your fucking room, because this is not your time. All right. So you have to, again, nurture the space. So anyone is within a significant relationship and you want to go for the long run, never forget the fact that you have to water that seed. You have to water that seed. It doesn't happen by accident. You know, when they talk about irreconcilable differences, all they mean is that I felt neglected and, you know, I didn't want any more of this. You know, there are situations where it's totally reversible, and you need to understand where you're fucking up. And that's something that is very important for you to actually keep in mind, because it's worth it to understand that it is a true treasure to have someone you can actually look to and say, you know what, can I rest my head on you 2 seconds? Because sometimes this thing called life gets heavy. So I wish that for you. So if you have a special someone in your life, make sure that you nurture that. Spend time with them. And I'm not talking about, you don't often have to take a vacation across the world. Sometimes as simple as, like, let's go get a coffee. Let's go take a walk. Let's put the phones down. Let's go take a walk. I'd like just to talk to you for 2 seconds. And that's as much as you can do, that is truly valuable, and you should not neglect that. So that was basically, you know, going back throughout the week. What I want to talk to you about, the topic of the day for me basically was something that hit me, and in a lot of the friendships I share. And the past few, I've really, really, really been beating down this message about be very careful who you choose to keep around you. And I heard this, I'm not sure if it was on a podcast or if I read it in an article, but how it went was some people are in your life for a reason and others are there for a season. And it is up to you to not only define, but recognize and accept the difference between the two. Some people are in your life for a reason. Some people are in your life for a season. And it is up to you to recognize and accept the difference between the two. So I had that come up to me because it just blew up in my face. How sometimes, how for me it was, I was going through a bad day, like a really bad day. And I call up a really good friend of mine, my best friend. And sometimes it doesn't take a lot for someone to actually open up and tell you, like, okay, what do you need? Sometimes you have that person and you need a lot of these. You know, sometimes you need a cheerleader, sometimes you need a coach, and sometimes you need someone to just slap you across the face with a baseball bat and say, like, okay, wake the fuck up. We got shit to do. So sometimes it's that person that I need in my life. And sometimes it's not always fun. It's not always enjoyable, but you need that person to tell you the honest, raw truth of what is going on and how you need to address your current predicament. Because say that I have a drinking problem and I come to you telling you, like, hey, I recognize I have a drinking problem and I need help. The last thing you want that person to tell you is like, oh, it'll be okay. You'll be fine. Let's go, address this. I don't believe I'm that person. At that moment, I don't believe that is what I need. And which is why it's very important to understand what you need at that point in time. And when you get that support, recognize and accept that maybe, just maybe, sometimes the support that you want might not be the most comfortable, might not be the most enjoyable, but it is the one that you need. And I'm never upset when I get the raw feedback that I requested. So when I call up my brother and say, like, hey, this is what's going on, this is the issue, because he's very practical, he's got no time for a full story. When he says, like, okay, if you want to tell me the full story, give it to me, but just tell me, okay, what is it that you want to achieve through asking for my support? And then we go through it. We go through a very step-by-step process of, like, accountability. It's like, okay, this is what's going on. This is what you said. This is what you said matters. This is what you said makes you uncomfortable. And this is how you want to move forward. I totally get that. And this is how we're going to get done. Stop bitching. Stop crying. Stop getting on my nerves. Stop being so self-deprecating. This type of language is not going to work. This type of self-talk is not going to work. And you need to be accountable for your own BS. And this is what we need to do. So sometimes you need someone to tell you those uncomfortable truths, because sometimes it's the people who keep telling you that, oh, it's okay. They're there. It's okay. Sometimes you might not be able to receive. But for me, when I need to get going, I do not have the time, nor the will, nor the energy to deal with my own childish BS. That's just me. But understand that sometimes this type of disposition from a person of care and from a person of truth is exactly what you need. Because sometimes that is the only fire up your ass that's going to get you moving. Trying to always stay within your own little justification of why you mess up doesn't push you forward. Staying within the realm of your own little discomfort doesn't push you forward. And the point is to be anywhere but here. So recognize those people who tell you, because why I bring this message is because sometimes we get mad at those people who don't care about our sensitivities, who don't care how bad we feel, who don't care how we got here, but they care enough to tell us what's what, to tell us how we messed up, to tell us exactly where we are, to tell us exactly the ugly truth, because the truth hurts. But sometimes, not sometimes, every time, the truth is useful. You might not want to hear it, but that's exactly what you need. And that's what you're going to get. Because guess what? That's what gets the job done. Every personality is different. Every situation is different. But in terms of extreme ownership and proactive accountability, that is what you need. You need to make sure that you have at least one or two people in your circle who are going to show up to you, and regardless of how you feel, regardless of whether or not you like them, whether or not you're going to burn bridges with them for telling you the truth and calling you out on your own bullshit, those are the people that you must make sure that you keep very securely into your arsenal of reliable people in your corner. Because those people come from a place of love, they come from a place of service, and they come from a place of proactive accountability. They may not always be fun, but they will always be the ones to tell you the truth. Accountability is not something that we digest easily as human beings, because no one wants to be told when they're fucking up. But that is the truth that you need to push you forward. Hope this message helps. It was a short episode of ATE Unplugged. Phil will be back, because Phil, unfortunately, had a very nasty, nasty flu that kicked him to the curb over the past weekend. So checked him on him. He's doing a lot better. So he'll probably be back for the next episode of ATE Unplugged, hopefully. But until then, you guys should check out the latest episode of the regular show, ATA, with Allegra Moed Brantley, a wonderful mission about leading 1 million women to $1 million in net worth. I really enjoyed this wonderful conversation about the wealth mindset and how we can actually shift, you know, different perspectives into what wealth represents in our lives. So definitely check out episode 210 with Allegra. So any which way, guys, always, always, never, never, never hesitate to let me know how we're doing. Always, 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 always check us out at awakentheawesome.ca and Awaken the Awesome on the Podbeans and the Instagrams and the platforms and the Apples and the Google Podcasts and the Spotifys. Please leave us a rating. Please leave us a rating. I need to tell you guys that more and more and more and more. Ratings matter. They matter. They matter. The comments, they give us fuel. They let the algorithm know that we're actual people, not bots that actually, you know, have a mission and something to say. And, you know, we're not trying to, you know, take a bigger piece of the pie. We're just trying to make sure that we get the message, the right message to the right people who need it. And that's you. And you guys, if you know someone whose life can be impacted every soul, in any small way with these messages, guys, please share. Rate, comment, share, rate, comment, share, rate, comment, share. I have so much respect and love for all of you. Thank you so much for supporting the mission. I will see you guys on the next episode. Stay blessed, stay safe, and as always, stay awesome.
This has been another episode of the Awaken the Awesome podcast. We always love to get your feedback, so please do drop us a line via Instagram, Facebook, or email. Our email address, awakentheawesome@gmail.com. Do visit our official website at awakentheawesome.ca, where you can find our entire back catalog of episodes and incredible guests. Also, if you haven't already, please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, give us a rating, and leave us a review, as this helps us tremendously in growing this podcast and spreading the word to more awesome listeners like you. We always appreciate your support, and thank you for listening. Stay awesome.
We'll be right back.